got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home. Ooh, 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 ooh.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be taken this dial. Please check the number or try your call again.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Reach Radio, and not Bloomberg News. We are just an easy way to say real estate education and community education. And community housing, that's what we do. We help low to moderate income families reach the American dream of home ownership. Thank you for spending your time with us this Saturday, and let me give you a few numbers to write down to keep track of us. We are Reach Radio. And our phone number is 561-491-1670, 561-491-1670. That's the office number. We'll give you a number to call the show in just a moment, but I want to tell you about our website, and that is reachforhousing.org, and that's the number four. So it's reach4housing.org. Pretty easy, reachforhousing.org, if you're looking to get into a home in South Florida. Today we're going to be talking a lot about South Florida's housing market, the recovery, and if it's working, and if it is, how it's working, and what regulations will affect new home sales, because that's what drives the economy when it comes to housing. We have a lot of experts on the show today to help you out and assist you in achieving that American dream of owning your own home. But before we get into that, let's check out the headlines with our newsmaster, Producer Mort. Producer Mort, how are you today?
Alan, I'm doing well, doing very well. I'm going to be reading some real estate news, some local news, and also a bit of national news, and maybe even some international news that affects us here in Palm Beach County. First article I have is from the Palm Beach Post, and it says, the Florida Supreme Court issued an order Thursday requiring the state circuit courts to hire magistrates to hear foreclosure cases in an effort to clear a docket clogged with a backlog of hundreds of thousands of files. The order was in response to recommendations made by the Foreclosure Initiative Group, a committee of judges and court administrators that was formed in January. Magistrates are commonly in family court, but are rarely used in foreclosure actions. Typically, they will make recommendations on how to rule, which is then signed off by a judge. According to Thursday's ruling, foreclosure court magistrates will be appointed by the chief judges, must be members of the Florida Bar, and cannot practice law of the same case type in the county or court where the magistrates serve. Some foreclosure defense attorneys criticize the move, questioning whether the magistrates will have enough substantive knowledge of the law to handle foreclosure cases, and they will be held accountable since they are not elected as traditional judges. But others say it was good. It's good for homeowners because they may get through hearings before a magistrate than having to wait for a senior judge. Folks in foreclosure may get a more meaningful review since there are people available, and that's providing they hire qualified magistrates, said Senator Darren Soto, Democrat from Orlando, who has asked Governor Rick Scott to veto a fast-track foreclosure bill approved by this legislative session. As of February, there are an estimated 360,000 foreclosure cases pending in Florida. According to the 55-page report from the foreclosure workgroup, it is predicted that an additional 680,000 cases will be filed by 2016. Palm Beach County has a pending foreclosure caseload of 31,000. Broward County has the highest backlog of cases with 43,000, and Miami-Dade is the second largest with 42,000. Most courts already use senior judges to hear foreclosure cases, but the workgroup said senior judges are in limited supply and are required by law to wait 1 year after retirement to return to work. A senior court is a retired judge. Another fundamental problem identified with the work group is the lack of urgency on the part of the banks to move forward with foreclosure. The group concluded that foreclosure clearance rates need to be improved, and the due process rights of the litigants must be protected while maintaining the integrity of the process. Thursday's order allows for homeowners to object to the use of a magistrate in their case, but they must file that objection within 10 days of being served. The Supreme Court is saying, "We are fed up with how backlogged you folks are in the circuit courts." Bob Jarvis, a law professor at Nova Southeastern University, said, "This is another step with the calling back to service of senior judges to try and deal with all of these zombie foreclosures." And from this morning's post, we have a related article, and this is the last-minute news. Scott, Governor Scott, is in a tug of war over the foreclosure bill. The foreclosure bill was passed by the Senate and the House in the state legislature. Now Governor Scott has to decide whether or not to sign it. The bill, which is HB 87, narrowly outpaces those fighting the bill and those against it. Calls in favor of the bill are 632 on Thursday, with the opposition calls of 563. Scott has until June 12th to take action on the bill, or he can allow it just to become law without his signature. He can also veto the bill, and he has been asked by Senator Darren Soto, Democrat of Orlando, to veto the bill. The grounds that it violates historic property rights laws and puts more onus on the homeowner to prove they shouldn't lose their house. In the middle of the game, this law would change the rules of current engagement of existing trials before judges. South Closure defense attorney Roy Oppenheim, who opposes the bill, "This will only create more chaos and uncertainty," he says. Proponents of the bill say it will streamline Florida's foreclosure process, making it easier to foreclose on abandoned and vacant homes while helping homeowners by reducing the amount of time a bank can pursue a borrower for unpaid debts, 5 years to 1 year. Community associations are especially in favor of the plan because it allows them, as a secondary lien holder, to ask for fast-track foreclosures. Scott's office says it is reviewing the legislation, and Oppenheim believes that he is not entirely the only one opposed to the bill. "I think the bill is completely in play in terms of the governor. I think he will make a grave mistake about how many people will hold this against them if it becomes law," Oppenheimer said.
Well, that's a lot of legal talk there, Mort. What in the world does all that mean?
Well, here's the situation. There is a bill that was passed by the Florida legislature. And what it's going to do is it's going to make the banks easier, or help the banks, to foreclose on people. It's going to streamline the foreclosure procedure.
Sure, let's help the banks.
They
need some help.
Now, the first part of what I read is telling us that now they're going to have magistrates. They're not going to have judges look at foreclosure cases.
So that means you don't really have a legal person there working with you. You have a retired legal person?
Maybe a retired person, maybe a lawyer who just needs a bit of work on the side, and the judge can appoint him. But he may not be an expert in property law.
Well, some might say that would help streamline the process and get the foreclosure closing further along for the bank's benefit. But what about us? What about the people? How does that benefit us?
I mean, the other thing is the community associations. I think that's an important point, because a community association, because you didn't pay your community association yearly bill, can do a fast-track foreclosure. You may just owe $600. Well, the community association can foreclose on you according to this new bill.
Those ever-popular condo fees.
The condo commandos, as they're called, can foreclose on you and take your house because you haven't paid your community fees. So we're the homeowner is losing with this bill.
So why did I already know that?
I don't know. Okay, well, that's the news for now. I'll be back at the bottom of the hour with more housing and real estate news.
Stuff, right.
Housing stuff. There you go.
Thank you, Professor Mort. You're the Reach Radio news guy. What a thing to be, right? Well, let's move into our next segment here and bring some guests on. But before we do that, I'd like to tell you about an upcoming event that we have on Saturday, June the 8th. If you're struggling with your mortgage payments, if you're facing foreclosure or unemployment, if you just lost your job and you need some assistance, then you may consider attending the Reach Radio Road to Recovery community event. That's Saturday, June the 8th at Lake Worth High School. That's not too hard to find, located at 1701 Lake Worth Road in Lake Worth, Florida, of course. The event starts at 9 a.m., closes at 3. And again, here's the phone number if you would like to call to get more information about that event. It is 561-491-1670. Now, if you're driving, just try and remember that. Don't write that down. It's 561-491-1670. All right. Joining us now in the fabulous WBZT studios is Pat Tracy. Pat comes to us from North Carolina. She's working with Home Run Realty at this point. She's also one of the co-founders of the Reach Foundation. And Pat, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Alan.
So tell us a little bit about Reach.
Well, Reach was founded in 2006 to assist the low to moderate home buyers in the area in Palm Beach County, and then it extended to the South Florida area and Treasure Coast. To actually give you the mission of Reach, it is to inspire and motivate the low to moderate income members of our community to reach for and take the steps necessary to achieve and sustain the American dream of home ownership through education, counseling, and grant assistance. So we saw the need, my husband and I, and in 2006 we established the nonprofit, which was granted the 501c3 status as a tax-exempt nonprofit to help with housing.
You got through the IRS with that, okay,
yeah.
Right?
That was no okay. Yes, I did. We did, actually. It was very, they were very good with us when we went through and got our exemption.
Well, you're helping people, and that's the perfect cause to have. So what is the education part of Reach? I mean, what do you do to educate people? Classroom or?
We have both classroom and individual upfront education. We do classroom first-time home buyer training. We have done in the past home maintenance training for those that own their own home. We do credit training. We do foreclosure prevention 101. We do one-on-one home buyer education. So just about anything toward owning your home and keeping your home and helping your credit and helping you build a positive outlook for your home, we put together.
When you say community housing, what do you mean by that?
Well, community housing generally is housing that has an income limitation, low to moderate housing. In Palm Beach County, basically the limitation is about $67,000 taxable income a year. And those are the people that and below that we want to help get into homes. They're the people least help today as far as through the mortgage industry or through any other industry get into homes. So we try to make that special effort. We have been fortunate to have homes donated through the banks or purchasing homes through some neighborhood stabilization so that we can then repair those homes and get them to those people in that income category.
This sounds like part of a program. Are you working with the government at all, or how do you... How do you do that? Did you win the lottery or something? You just want to give everybody a house?
Well, we are working with the Neighborhood Stabilization Trust, which gives us first look at some of the homes and also has been very good to give us donations. Chase Bank has been a wonderful bank to work with us and give donations of homes to us. Through Neighborhood Stabilization, we have received donations from Wells Fargo. We've received grants to assist with education from Wells Fargo. And one of our main contacts is we're a national affiliate of Home for USA, and Home for USA has assisted us with funds to educate and help those people that are going through foreclosure and help fight off this maybe this new law or this new thing that would change the way people are foreclosed upon. So we have a very aggressive group that we're affiliated with out of Washington, D.C., and the local groups.
Wow. That's an important part with the economy the way it is today, the housing market being so low. Now, we are on a recovery. At least that's what everyone says. So what's the truth of that matter?
Well, we're on a recovery on one side of the coin. The other side are the numbers that Mort just read to us of the people that are still going through foreclosure. Those are actual families and lives that are affected right now. And there were huge numbers that he read out in this Tri-County area. Those people are going to need help. They're going to need counseling. They're going to need a place to rent, which if you go through a foreclosure, those are hard to get. And they're going to need to have housing eventually again at some point. So there's a massive need today for what we do to help those families stabilize.
Well, what about financing? How do they, in this economy, people have lost their jobs. You lose the job. You don't make the house payments. You have a foreclosure mark against you on your credit record. And now you're ready to go get into another home, and the bank says, "Oh, wow, you have a pretty low credit score here. We can't help you." How does REACH reach that barrier?
Okay, there are some things like as you're starting out, we can refer to Hardest Hit, Florida's Hardest Hit Fund, which will help people with their mortgages that are in it. But let's say you've been foreclosed upon and you need a new place. REACH has set up several rental units to help you get stabilized. Through that three-year period that you must wait until you can buy another home. And in certain cases, we've set up the financing for certain individuals to help them move forward and go ahead and get their home today.
If you have any questions that you would like to ask Pat, our in-studio number in the local area is 561-844-6167. That's 561-844-6167. And if you're out of the area, you can call toll-free at 1-800-889-0267. That rings right into the studio. Pat's here. She'll be happy to answer any questions that you have on reaching the American dream and obtaining a house. Who would qualify for this, Pat? I mean,
anyone who's in that income level, which is 120% of the median income for your county, which, as I said again, is about $67,000 in this county, anyone with that income and below.
Even if they don't have – well, they have to have income.
They have to have income. In order to buy something, you have to be able to pay for it. However, Florida's Hardest Hit does help you make your – payment if you're still in your home.
Well, that's a new concept. If you want to buy something, you have to pay for it?
You do. You still have to make a payment. But what we try to do is make that payment low and make sure that person gets into a home that's already improved and a good, safe housing for them.
Now, where are the homes in this area? Where you have a concentrate in Palm Beach County, Broward County?
Well, actually, REACH has been fortunate enough to receive homes from banks in Jacksonville, Tampa, many in Miami, in Broward, in Palm Beach, in Port St. Lucie. So we have worked in every area to help people get into homes. In fact, right now we've improved a home, and we're helping a veteran in Jacksonville get into his home. So we're very excited about the opportunities throughout the state.
And these are nice homes. They're not junk, right?
Well, we try to make them very health-wise. We try to make sure that everything is clean, painted, that they have good refrigerators, microwaves, they have central air, that they are good homes for the people to live in, where we would want to live ourselves, Alan.
All right. And what about a down payment? Are they like the hefty, I think, what are the banks looking for now, 20% down or something like that?
FHA is still the golden mortgage of 3.5%, a 580 credit score. And in certain cases, as I've said, REACH has helped individuals that are deserving individuals help finance their own mortgage.
Wow, sweet.
May I take a minute, Alan? I want to introduce one of the people that we have helped over time. And she's here to tell a little bit about her story. It's Renee Farrow. And Renee has just been a wonderful person. And then after we helped her, she's continued to volunteer with Reach for many occasions. I'd like for her to tell a little bit about her story with Reach.
Great. Must be contagious, right?
Yeah.
Hi, Renee. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing fine this morning. Thank you.
Well, welcome to the show. So you were helped out, right?
Yes, I've been helped out on more than one occasion with Reach, and it's just a wonderful place to go if you're in need of help with any kind of questions you might have for anything that has to do with homes. And I was a first-time home buyer, and I was helped by the staff at Reach. And then several years later, I ran into some financial difficulties, and we were really afraid that we might lose our home. And we got very scared and very worried. There was so much anxiety and stress going on. And I told my husband, let's just contact Reach because they helped us get our home. Maybe they can help us keep our home. And they were able to go in and meet with the counselors one-on-one. And we were able to clean up some of our credit issues that we were having. And they were able to help us get a refinancing for our home. And that helped us stay in our home and, you know, keep working at making our mortgage payments.
Perfect. Nice and easy.
Very easy. They do also offer counseling for our Spanish community and our Creole community as well. So if anyone would need help understanding that process of homeownership, Reach is also available in Spanish and Creole.
And Creole, that's your native, and that's not your native language, that's your second language.
That's right? My second language, yes.
Let's hear a little bit of Creole.
Okay.
There.
Bonjour pour tout le monde, la communauté qui connaît pas le Creole. Nous comptons pour nous capables venir sur Radio Matin pour nous dire si vous besoin help avec mortgage ou bien vous besoin acheter un caille pour la première fois. Business ça, créez-le Reach, nous capables aider.
Wow. And if we play that backwards real fast, what happens? You get a house.
They call in to us and we help them with anything that they need.
Absolutely. Well, that's a wonderful story. Alan. Thanks for joining us.
Renee, would you just for a moment tell how it feels when you have those difficulties personally and what you experience inside when your home is threatened, that type of thing?
It was just such a very scary time for us. We were really worried about having to move out of state, having to uproot our family, our two little boys we have. It was just such a scary time. I mean, we spent a lot of time praying about things and just really wondering what to do. And so I was just so glad that Reach was there to help me through that. You know, we called them. We went into the office. They sat with us for two or three different sessions, and they really helped us to get that anxiety and that stress level down.
Well, that's what Reach does, and how amazing that we have a corporation that that will do that. Thanks for joining us, Pat. Wonderful that you're here. And we're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back. If you're struggling with mortgage payments, if you're facing foreclosure, or even if you're unemployed, you need to attend Reach Radio's Road to Recovery community event. It's next Saturday, June the 8th at Lake Worth High School, located at 1701 Lake Worth Road. The event starts at 9 a.m. and closes at 3 p.m. Here's the number to call, 561-491-1670. That will get you into the Reach headquarters, where you can reach for housing. What a deal. If you're looking for a house, if you're unemployed, low to middle income, or if you know of someone that's in that situation right now, have them call now. The local call-in number for WBZT is 561-844-6167. Toll free from anywhere around the world, because if you're listening on the iHeartRadio app, then you got us. And that's 1-800-889-0267. Repeat that again for you, 800-889-0267. All right, we're back, and our next guest in the studio is Amanda Clintrock. Amanda, you are a heck of a person. You're an attorney with the Legal Aid Society of Palm Beach County. You've worked as in the Fair Housing Project at Legal Aid, where you provide assistance and representation to Palm Beach County residents who believe they have been victims of housing discrimination. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, I just want to say that you have the right to remain silent. Anything that you say that may assist any of our users, listeners, it's okay with us. So you were born in Broward County?
Yes. Florida native all the way.
Well, I don't want to ask you how long ago because that wouldn't be very polite, right? But do you remember the Suite building in downtown Fort Lauderdale?
Okay. It was more like Sunrise. A lot of the
Well, then you're not old. That's great. Where did you receive your law degree? Down here in Florida?
No, in Ithaca, New York at Cornell Law School.
Nice. That's a great place to be from. I guess that cold weather shoved you back down here?
Yes, it did. That's right. It was beautiful there, but 3 years was enough. Happy to go back.
Well, you work with discrimination cases. What in the world constitutes housing discrimination, other than the race, color, creed kind of thing? Mm-hmm. Are there other things that?
Well, there are 7 protected classes under the Federal Fair Housing Act. As you said, race, color, religion, national origin, familial status, disability, and it goes on. And there are additional protected classes in Palm Beach County. There are also mortgage rescue scams, and there's predatory lending. There's so many different types of discrimination out there in the housing context.
Well, how do people scam people when it comes to mortgage? Aren't there so many safety barriers now? I mean, you have to go to a title company to make sure you're titled. You have to make sure the bank has all the information, titles are clear and all that. How can someone scam you in the mortgage business?
Well, it's very common when it comes to mortgage rescue scams. So these are scams where people or companies target homeowners who are struggling, and they promise them to assist them with preventing their house from entering foreclosure, to get them maybe a reverse mortgage, to lower their mortgage payments in exchange for in advance of a monthly fee. And so sadly, many of these homeowners never actually receive the help that they were promised, and they end up in worse financial shape than they were in to begin with. So it's not that all companies are scam artists out there that promise to help you with your home, but if something seems too good to be true, you should probably look into it and be cautious.
That's always the case. That's what my mama used to tell me. So what are some of the common signs? Again, I know it's too good to be true, but I think the scammers have gotten pretty slick. So.
Right. Well, You'll often see signs out there that'll say, you know, stop foreclosure now, that we will, you know, we'll save our home, money back guarantee. There are some common warning signs if you're looking for a loan modification. Any company or individual that guarantees to get you a loan modification, no matter what your circumstances, a company that tells you not to contact your lender, to only deal with them, that's a very bad sign. If they ask for any upfront fee whatsoever without providing you any services, if they accept payment through cashier's check or wire transfer, if they tell you to transfer, a big one is if they tell you to transfer your property deed to them and that they'll give it back to you later on. It's like something that, you know, everyone would know not to do, but there are all kinds of promises out there and ways that they can manipulate someone who's really struggling. And
well, I think when you get into panic mode and you know you're losing your house, and anybody that comes and puts their arm around your shoulder and says, pal, I'm here to help. I think Ronald Reagan said something about that once. I'm from the government and I'm here to help. So you know right away that it's probably not a good idea. How do the scammers find us?
Well, they use a variety of tactics to find homeowners. They often will look for homeowners in need of help through public foreclosure notices. Those are always accessible to the public. Other times they rely on mass marketing. So you'll see signs out on the medians. You'll see flyers, television and internet advertising, posters on telephone poles. They might send a direct target to people, flyers to them, business cards, or people may even arrive at your front door. Others will also suggest an affiliation with the government or with a nonprofit agency when none actually exists.
Well, with all that out there and the inundation of the phone calls and the messages and the advertising, how does a person know if I'm about to be scammed or not? Are there some things that we can watch out for in specifics?
Definitely. Well, as I mentioned before, anyone that asks you to pay a fee in exchange for counseling services, that's something to avoid.
But isn't that standard? I mean, if I'm going to work with if I want to go to Sears and buy something, right, I have to pay.
Well, not in advance, because in this case, you're not actually getting a service from them yet. Not until they provide that service, they get you the relief that they promised, and you accept it. That's when it's acceptable to accept a fee from you, but not in advance of anything, because it may be possible. They can't promise you that anything will go through, because only your lender can make that promise. So in that case, they're just probably providing a service that you could have done yourself for free or that might not even work out anyway.
Have you heard the term forensic audits?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Well, forensic auditing would be something that after the fact you would be, you know, you'd be looking into and trying to see, but it's very complicated.
I know that. Well, that question wasn't on the program, but I know about forensic audits, and I've been approached.
Oh, yeah?
So when I heard the term forensic audit, what are we, killing somebody and dissecting them to find out what they're made of? It just sounds too complicated.
Very CSI.
And I think that's the advice that that we should tell our listeners. You know, if it doesn't feel right, don't play there. What are some of the rights that homeowners have when they're looking for assistance?
Mm-hmm. Well, the Florida legislator has passed the Foreclosure Fraud Rescue Act in 2008, and that was intended to protect Floridians from con artists who take their money and promise to help them with their mortgage. There's also the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC, the nation's consumer protection agency. They have a rule in place to protect homeowners. It's the Mortgage Assistance Relief Services, or MARS rule, which makes it illegal for companies to collect any fees until there's actually been an offer of relief and the homeowners accepted it. So those are some rights, some rules that are in place to protect homeowners.
Well, that's a good thing. And even though we have all these safeguards in place, it's amazing that people still get scammed. Mm-hmm. So I sometimes, what are you going to do, right? That's life. Where would a homeowner go for legitimate help? I mean, is there an agency that just won't scam you?
Well, you can always talk to a nonprofit housing counselor. You can find them. There's a list of them available on the HUD website. You can call HOPE Now. They provide free services as well. There's also, obviously, the Legal Aid Society of Palm Beach County. We can refer you to the organizations that could help you. You can also, it's as simple as contacting your lender directly. Now, that can be very hard sometimes. A lot of people will not hear back from them right away, or they can get multiple different people on the phone and conflicting information. But you can reach out to them, and that's basically what a service provider would be doing anyway. So.
Well, that's, as you heard Mort read earlier, the foreclosure rate in these three counties are astronomical. So when you're calling your bank, it's you and the other 66,000 people that are trying to call in. How do we get a hold of your office if we need to contact you?
Sure. You can contact us by phone. The number is 561-655-8944. That's our main number. And there's the foreclosure defense unit there. There's also what I do, which is primarily housing discrimination. And then we have as well our mortgage rescue scam and other divisions as well. There are about 11 or more different divisions at Legal Aid. But if you call the main number, they can guide you where you need to go.
Now, just in closing, I want to just ask one thing. You never confront an offender, a mortgage hey, you're trying to scam me. You leave that alone, just let the authorities handle that, right?
Well, you want to have someone look into it as well, because, you know, there are all different ways to find out if someone is legitimate, you know, if it is a con artist. So, no, I guess I wouldn't recommend contacting them directly with these accusations. I would probably report it to the FTC, your state attorney general's office, call Legal Aid, report it to the Better Business Bureau and have them look into it and see what's really going on.
Right. Don't let it become a battle of the egos. Hey, you're trying to scam me. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. Oh, my gosh. That would be a terrible thing to do. Amanda, you've been great. Thanks for coming in and joining us with the show today.
Sure.
We hope to have you back again.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Well, once again, if you're struggling with mortgage payments, if you're facing foreclosure or unemployed, you need to attend Reach Radio's Road to Recovery community event. It's next Saturday, June the 8th at Lake Worth High School, located at 1701 Lake Worth Road. The event starts at 9, closes at 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And the number again to call, 561-491-1670. Easy peasy, nice and easy. Mort, producer Mort, what's going on over in the newsroom? More news coming in?
I'm back, and got two bits of news. One is international. I think it's always interesting. There are a couple of very big players in the mortgage industry and the mortgage field. People talk about the banks, but there's actually a bank that is one of the biggest players in United States mortgages, and we never hear about them. But they're there. And let me talk a little bit about that bank. The bank is actually being sued by the United States government. the bank is Deutsche Bank.
Oh, I've heard of them.
Have you? Okay. A lot of people have not. And they hold a lot of mortgages. They control a lot of property in the United States. Now, this comes from the Reuters news agency. And lawsuits have forced Deutsche Bank to restate their 2012 profits. Deutsche Bank cut its previously reported 2012 pre-tax profits by 600 million euros. That's $773 million on Wednesday, hit by new charges related to mortgage lawsuits filed by regulatory investigations. In other words, the U.S. government is suing Deutsche Bank.
Now, Deutsche Bank, didn't they buy up all the when the banks were lending money like crazy back in 2006-07, just before 8, and they needed to disperse of all those properties that they had? Was it Deutsche Bank that bought up?
That was one of the banks that did it. They're one of the big players. They are Europe's biggest bank by assets, and they actually declined to lay out in detail why it has increased legislation procedures against them. In other words, they don't want to answer the fact that not just the United States government, but also other governments are suing them. And they had to correct their profits. Okay, Deutsche and several other lenders face a string of lawsuits and investigations related to their role in selling bonds that are backed by the U.S. subprime mortgages. So again, they sold bonds that were backed by these kind of toxic mortgages.
And let me guess, the Federal Reserve probably bought up most of those bonds?
Some of them. Yes, yeah. They did.
There you
yes,
go. That's your did. Tax dollars hard at work there, folks.
Now, here's the injury. Credit Suisse, which is another big bank organization and analyst, estimated that Deutsche Bank could face legislation to the cost of $2.1 billion only in the United States mortgage market.
Well, who gets that money?
Depends who wins the legislation. Okay, but they're increasing the money that they're going to spend on lawyers. Well, in the end, who gets the money? The lawyers. Need I say more? The bank increased its provisions because it was more likely that they would have to pay plaintiffs to settle similar disputes and backdate the payments to 2012, the sources said. In November, a U.S. judge rejected bids by Deutsche Bank to dismiss federal legislators' lawsuits, accusing them of misleading mortgage grants, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, into buying billions of these toxic mortgages. One other quick news, which I think is very important on the local scene, is that the Obama administration has extended their home affordable program. Okay, HUD teamed up with the Treasury on Thursday to announce an extension of the Obama administration's Making Home Affordable program. They have extended it till December 31st, 2015. This is a program which has helped local homeowners tremendously. It was going to stop this year, but it's been extended to December 31st, 2015. If you want more information, call the REACH office. They have all the information on this program, but it's been extended.
And I'm betting that number is 561-491-1670. Pull off the side of the road if you want to write that number down. Don't try to text it or type it into your electronic device there. We want to have you here for next week's show.
Okay, that's it for the news. I will be back for about a minute at the end of the show for a little bit of very local news.
Well, you are the news guy, and we thank you for coming on. And now, I know you've heard this 100 times, but let's listen to it one more time. If you are struggling with mortgage payments, if you are facing foreclosure or you're unemployed, you need to attend REACH Radio's Road to Recovery community event. That's next Saturday, June the 8th at Lake Worth High School, located at 1701 Lake Worth Road, right here in wonderful downtown Lake Worth. The event starts at 9 a.m., closes at 3. There will be many, many experts there to advise you and help you into obtaining home ownership, because that's what we do at REACH Radio. So if you're looking for a home, if you're a low to moderate income family and need a place to live, you need to give us a call at 561-491-1670. I think we've burned that into your head, right? Don't write it down while you're driving, for goodness sakes. We want to have you here next week. Joining me in the studio now is Andy Dornville. Andy is with Reach Radio. He spent a lot of time working. Where'd you work? You worked for HUD, right?
Well, I've been working for a HUD nonprofit agency for about 3 years now, and I've been with Reach for about 9 months doing foreclosure counseling.
Wow, that's great. What was it like working for HUD?
It's been great. It's a very rewarding to pretty much be able to help people that are in need, especially with this crisis that we know Florida is one of the states that's really high in foreclosure rates right now. So it's very nice to be able to help somebody achieve the American dream of being a homeowner or in staying a homeowner.
What about the recovery? We keep hearing about the recovery. Things are getting better. The housing market is starting to grow. The prices are coming up. In a couple of years ago, you would hear people say, "Man, I can get a little condo for about 10 grand. Put that on my credit card and have a nice day." That's not happening anymore, right?
No, not really like it used to. I mean, it's recovering slowly. Things are still bad. And just like Mort mentioned, that the MHA program, Making Home Affordable Program, has been extended. So that shows you how the recovery is taking longer than, expected, and that people still need help. And so basically we try, as a housing counselor with Reach, we try our best to help as many people as we can to be able to stay in their home.
That's the bottom line. We need houses, and I don't think that most of the people care about what the regulations are. I don't think they care about, is the economy good, is it bad, is it raining, is it snowing? I need a home, and that is the number one priority for them. So when they come in to see you, you're a counselor there. What how would you advise someone that has I think 570 is the lowest credit score? I mean, if they have a 550, would it be okay to come in? Is there something they can do to help bring that score up a little bit?
Absolutely. Even if you don't have the correct score right now to be able to buy a home, we can help you. We also do credit counseling to help you bring your score back up to be mortgage ready. And also we don't only tell you what to do and, just tell you walk this path and we'll leave you alone. No, but we hold your hand in a sense to make sure that you get there. And when you get there, you can pretty much reap the rewards of being able to buy a home.
I know, I was just thinking, man, do you have to be a rocket scientist to understand these forms? I mean, they don't make it easy on you. The banks want to know everything there is. I thought I saw something about underwear size when I was reading one of those forms once. I mean, how ridiculous does it get? And you help the people walk right through it.
Absolutely. It's not very easy to understand all of their process and forms and all the things that you have to fill out. But we come in and we explain it to you. We not only help you fill it out, but we explain the whole process to you. And aside from, helping you buy a home, we do a lot with modifications that a lot of homeowners are in need for right now.
What type of financial assistance? I know you work with E-Trade and of course, Wells Fargo. And we'll have a representative from Wells Fargo here in just a few moments. But how easy is it, and what kind of aid do you give to the potential homeowners?
E-Trade had a program with that came to an end, but that provided some down payment assistance for prospective homeowners, people interested in buying homes, and one thing that's required as well is the first time homebuyer class, which we also provide, and it's a 6-hour long class, and we educate everybody in regards to how you can go about owning a home, and we take it from A all the way to Z. What's the first step in regards to, going out there, getting a realtor and the whole financing aspect, because a lot of people don't know what it's like or how the whole process works in regards to getting a home. It's they think it's so simple as just signing your name on the piece of paper and, you're the homeowner. But there's a lot of things that people have to be aware of and also prepare themselves to be not only a homeowner now but in the future.
Wow, a 6-hour course. I hope a lunch comes with that, right?
Yeah.
How do we get a hold of you, Andy, if we wanted to get more information?
Absolutely. You can call it at Reach. It's 561-491-1670. And also, I am a counselor that speaks Creole, so people who are out there who speak Creole, I can definitely help you to be able to get some help.
Well, you're the man. Thanks for coming in, Andy. And there's that music again. What's that mean? That means that if you're struggling with your mortgage payments, you know what's coming next. If you're facing foreclosure, if you're unemployed, you need to attend Reach Radio's Road to Recovery community event. That's next Saturday, June the 8th at Lake Worth High School, located at 1701 Lake Worth Road in beautiful downtown Lake Worth. If there is such a thing, we recommend that you attend. It starts at 9 a.m. It closes at 3 p.m. Tons and tons of experts there to help you out. Again, the number for Reach Radio is 561-491-1670. And joining us in the studio now is Harold Delcombe. Harold hails from Wells Fargo. He's been in the mortgage business for the last 9 years. He started his career as a mortgage and home buyer credit counselor. He recently joined Wells Fargo's banking team, where he's been recognized for his dedication to first-time home buyers, helping low- to moderate-income families achieve home ownership. That's a welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Come a little closer to the microphone there, and there you go. That's a wonderful recognition there. Who bestowed that award upon you?
Previous lenders, actually. Just like I said, just like you said, actually, I just started with Wells Fargo, so I'm just starting to grow there. But prior banks that I've worked with have awarded me with that accolade, so to speak.
Says you have a heart.
Yes.
Well, what's wrong with that?
I think you hear it.
Well, you moved here in 2010. Where'd you come from?
Philadelphia, PA.
Hey, the birthplace of the Constitution, I believe, right?
Absolutely.
Somewhere up in that area. Oh, you got a couple of kids, couple of wives? No. just a couple of kids, right?
Yeah, three children. I've been married, just celebrated my 10th year anniversary just last month. So it's been great.
So when you're helping low to moderate income families join the ranks of home ownership, what do you do?
The first thing with me is really I like to refer them to a nonprofit housing counseling agency that will pretty much educate them and prepare them for what I'm going to put them through over the next 30 to 60 days, because it's a tough process.
Well, you fill in all the blanks and take care of all the dotted I's.
Yep.
And do you dot your small case J's?
Absolutely.
I know you work in renovation loans and everything. So, other than just rebuilding your house, what is loan renovation?
Basically what it is, it's one loan that allows you to purchase a home that needs renovation, so to speak. So one loan, you could either purchase a home or refinance with this program.
And that's a program that Wells Fargo has set up?
Yes, absolutely.
And what about that 570 credit score number? Is that about where you have to rest? Or?
This is the main reason why I refer to the nonprofit counseling agencies, because they will help them. They know what it takes to be qualified for the mortgage, and we accept the referral coming back, knowing that they're prepared.
Well, what type of renovations can be done under these programs?
Typically, you know, these programs allow you to literally knock down a home to a foundation and rebuild it ground up.
Simple enough. Who pays the contractor when that happens?
Basically, the buyer typically pays them. However, the money is financed into the loan. So we hold it in escrow and we pay the contractor during the draw process.
Well, that's pretty standard, right?
Yep.
Nothing out of the ordinary there. So when do the renovations begin? I mean, when the homeowner says, I have some money in my pocket, or after approval?
No, how it works is basically we expect the renovations to begin within 30 days after the closing.
What are the benefits of this program?
The benefits are really these programs allow you to purchase a home typically only available to your cash investors or typically properties that wouldn't be eligible for financing due to repair issues. So this loan allows you to purchase that property and renovate the home with that one loan.
Are those rates, now it's a second, it's not a prime loan, so are those rates at that nice low interest rate that we hear so much about?
Absolutely they are. They may be a little slightly higher because there's a lot more involved, but the rates are very competitive and comparable to what you're seeing right now out there.
Wonderful. Well, that's the results of Wells Fargo and their their renovation. They did a renovation, didn't they?
Absolutely.
How do we reach you if we wanted to?
You could actually visit me on the website, www.homerenovationloans.info.
Okay, www.homerenovationloans.info.
Yep.
Great. Well, I thank you for coming on the show today. We're running just a little short of time here, but it's Wells Fargo, and we appreciate you stopping by, and we hope that you come by again.
Thank you. Take care.
There you go. If you're looking to get a second mortgage or renovate the home, Wells Fargo is the place to call. Before we close the show, producer Mort has some more news. What do you got on the palette?
I've got the latest news for this week, and it's what you've been saying the whole time. If you're struggling with mortgage payments, if you're facing foreclosure, or if you're unemployed, you need to attend Reach Radio's Road to Recovery community event next Saturday, June 8th at Lake Worth High School, located at 1701 Lake Worth Road. The event starts at 9 a.m., closes at 3 a.m., and the number to call for more information is 561-491-1670. Hope to see you next week. I'll be here again reading the latest housing and real estate news 12 to 1 next Saturday.
Mort, you're the guy. You're the Reach Radio news guy.
Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to next week.
Well, we will be here. And again, if you're looking to get into a home, if you're in the low to moderate income range, and looking for a place to live, need a home. I know the last I heard, I believe Pat told me, they have 95 properties that are available right now. If you're looking for a home, you know of someone that needs a home. I know that sounds too good to be true. We've been talking about that all day. What sounds good to be true probably isn't true. But in this case, we actually have the properties, and we are looking to help the low to moderate income families get into a place to live, and that's what we need. Mort, before you leave, I wanted to ask you one more thing about these mortgage foreclosures. You said there's 66,000 in Palm Beach County?
Around that, yes.
That's a lot of homes. What are the banks doing?
Well, you know, you got to be careful. The banks, many times themselves, hide behind what they call servicers. Who are actually the contact with the people. The banks don't deal with it. I mean, Deutsche Bank is the famous one. You never hear their name. They may own your house, but you never hear their name. What you hear is the name of the servicer that they hire. And banks don't want to know. You know, they hire a servicer. You do what the servicer tells you. You call back. The servicer has lost your paperwork. It's an old trick, and it's part of a scam also. It's what banks do. So you got to be careful. And again, look for a qualified attorney.
Well, that's about all the time we have for this wonderful Saturday. I hope you enjoyed the conversation, and I hope you learned something. I did. There's a lot going on in the housing industry, and that's what we're here for, to help you out. If you're in the low to moderate income range and you're looking to fulfill the American dream of home ownership, contact the good folks at Reach Realty, and that's 561-491-1760. Thanks for joining. We'll see you next week.
I know phase wrong. I'm a lonely boy.